Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will be discussing an article from Us Weekly about Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and his wife, Kayla Rae Reed, who are divorcing after nearly 6 years of marriage. What's especially interesting about this case is the $270,000 in debt revealed in court filings. So I think one of the biggest questions is, can you be held responsible for your spouse's debt? Well, and of course, that depends. But if those debts were incurred during the marriage, it's very likely going to be your debt as well. And sometimes it can be from taxes, and maybe your spouse was working but didn't pay and got penalties really, really quickly. And you may not have been aware, but if you filed jointly, the IRS is probably going to hold you responsible. So you definitely need a lawyer to find out about that. Now, you know, what happens if a spouse is blindsided by large liabilities? You're really probably still going to be on the hook, unless maybe it was for not a legal purpose. And, you know, gambling debts or debts caused by drug use, you know, we can argue those things. And we certainly, you know, do. And, you know, obviously criminal activity and things of that nature, we argue that that's not going to be, shouldn't be your responsibility, but it is typically going to be divided 50-50. So unfortunately, that is, you know, sometimes a big shock in a divorce. You didn't know this debt existed. And even though you didn't know, you most likely will still be held responsible, even though you're like, well, that's his credit card in his name, but you're married. And if it was incurred before the marriage, and maybe it's just kind of compounded and it's just stayed around, never paid it, then there's an argument to be made. But if it was done during the marriage, you are going to have exposure to that. And that leads us to what financial protection, you know, can women take before or during a divorce? Well, you can try to get a good understanding of everything that exists. Obviously, if you're already married, a prenup has been done, but a postnup is a great tool to help identify who's going to be responsible for that, especially like if you find out, right, there's all this debt, you really weren't considering divorce yet. And a lot of times a postnup can be a way to work on your marriage, but then you protect yourself. So it's certainly highly advisable. You know, if you're concerned about this and you're not really sure, pull your own credit report. Because oftentimes, you know, spouses are listed together, and that can give you at least a head start on knowing what exists. You know, obviously, these are conversations about that, you know, ideally you're having before you get married. But even if, like, you're not, right, you're already married and you're like, oh my God, we just never talk about this stuff and I don't know how to talk about it, I would recommend you get into counseling and search for maybe even a financial counselor type financial coach who can help you with the language, you know, help you both. Everybody enters a marriage or enters life, you know, they have their own money story, they have their own history, and it sometimes is so very different. And if there's a way you can have someone who's a professional really help you to communicate about it, I think it's worth looking into, because financial reasons often are a reason for divorce. And so if knowing how to communicate and disclosing everything is something you think would help you, I highly recommend that, because it can allow you to understand and know how to communicate with one another. And obviously, you know, these are good conversations that a prenup brings up, so that you're having that conversation early. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about or are going through this right now. If you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 151, How to Protect Yourself Financially During a Divorce and Secure Your Future. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.
This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not an advertisement for legal services. The information provided on this podcast is not intended to be legal advice. If you have a legal issue, please contact an attorney in your local jurisdiction. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are solely those of the individuals and do not represent the views or opinions of the firms or organizations with which they are affiliated. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any editing, reproduction, or redistribution of this podcast for commercial use or monetary gain without the expressed written consent of the podcast's creator is prohibited.